This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with...
Audrey Raj.
I'm Vinny Viraj.
With you for just under 30 minutes more of the show left. If you want to take part in the conversation, 018-789-8899 is the number to get us at. You can get us on Twitter or on Instagram at BFM Radio. Those are our social media handles for whilst we're here in the studio. We have been talking about... Is the influencer dead? Long live the slacker. Or rather, to rephrase it, the influencer is dead, but Arvin says they're not dead. See, it's very difficult to follow sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, like a certain episode of Game of Thrones last night. Boom. I don't know where I am. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, but, you know, just turn up the brightness on your TV.
A lot of people who couldn't watch it yesterday just turned off their radios.
They did not. They knew what was going to happen anyway. I've not spoiled it for anybody. Right. Get in touch, though, folks. And that's a big discussion we've been having, though, about whether or not the influencer is indeed dead. But we are moving on to something called Depop.
Yes.
I have no idea what this is, and I feel old not knowing what Depop is.
But here's the thing, Rich. It's not meant for you.
Oh.
No offense.
Wow.
Hey, or you are. Okay. So here's the thing.
For you, though? Is it for you?
No, it's not for me either. Okay. So yeah, we're all in the same boat here. So Depop is a social shopping app that has been described as a mix of eBay and Instagram, and it's targeted to just Gen Z shoppers. So since launching in 2011, the app has grown to have 13 million users in almost 150 countries around the world, and some users are making a decent amount of money flipping their clothes and other belongings. So like I mentioned, when Depop started, like in 2011, their median user, right, would have been just 9 years old. And they've kind of followed these users, and now they're 17, if you think about it, right? Hmm. And these kids have grown up over the past 8 years. Depop has as well, learning from like their shopping habits. And they've created a platform that is perfectly in line with these habits. So they offer users an easy way to buy and sell an array of items like vintage clothing, limited edition sneakers or sunglasses. And you can also like buy books and concert tickets on the app as well. The ease at which you can set up shop on the app, list new items, and engage with the community from your smartphone has quickly made it a hit with young shoppers. So far, like I mentioned earlier, it's amassed like 13 million customers in 147 countries. It has about 150 full-time staff, the app itself, and they've raised more than $43 million in funding.
Wow.
It's a big deal. And through its rapid growth, Depop has kept its sights firmly on its fixed core customers, the Gen Z. So that's why we've not heard of this, but it is big in other parts of the world. 90% of Depop users are under the age of 26. Okay. Mm. The company's mission is to empower these shoppers to disrupt the fashion industry and give them a chance to become entrepreneurs. It's quite a big deal because it turns out that flipping your vintage clothes and sneakers can be quite lucrative.
I'm just wondering what vintage is to 17-year-olds or people under the age of 26.
Anything you have, Rich, maybe?
Wow.
Or I have. I'm sorry. So, industry experts, I'm going to move on right now.
That was really good, though.
Yeah.
So, industry experts on Gen Z, they say that it's a smart move for Depop to go after the Gen Z generation. It's because they are the most cost-conscious generation than any previous generations were at that age.
That's because they don't have money. They don't have money.
Also, they're more sustainability-minded and entrepreneurial. We've talked about what the Gen Z are like. You know, they're more concerned about saving money, about the environment, about climate change, and things like that. So this really speaks to them. And Depop gives these shoppers the chance to search for items from hundreds of thousands of sellers that are often secondhand, upcycle, or generally cheap. This feeds the thirst for new stuff that previously would have sent them out to the shop. And, you know, we know how the fashion industry is a notoriously polluting industry. But in this case, it also allows them to be more sustainability conscious. And they also have the chance to sell their own items, which not only gives these clothes a second life, but enables them to make money from it. And like I said, it's quite a lucrative business to flip your vintage clothing and sneakers. According to researchers, some Depop sellers can pull in as much as $300,000 a year on the app.
This is great work.
And they've been able to buy houses and cars before they've even reached college age. Of course, Depop takes a cut. I think they take about 10% on each transaction. So that's how they make the money. But it's a win-win.
Yeah.
Right? And by specifically targeting the Gen Z, they've kind of like opened a treasure trove.
It's basically car boot sales for Gen Z.
Mm-hmm.
Online car boot sales.
On an app, yeah.
On an app. It's smart.
So like we were just talking about how people are getting jaded about Facebook, how like Gen Zs, they're not on Facebook. It's because that's where their parents are at, right? And so they're on Instagram and how they don't want to do the beautifully curated photographs and posts on Instagram. They want to do the raw posts on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
But on Depop, where it's pretty much the same Instagram, like 3-photo grid that you have, they're okay putting filters and making their vintage clothes and sneakers look good there. So that is where they would use their filters and make pretty photos.
I was just going to say, so what they've learned from Instagram, they've taken over to Depop to sell their stuff, but they're doing it for real, yo.
Yeah.
The slacker generation.
Did you? Oh.
I did say, I know.
This is live.
I do know it's live. I've already been insulted many times on today's show, so I may as well just give everybody as much ammunition as they want, and they can have it for free.
Okay.
You know? So I don't mind.
Okay.
But yeah, I see how this has an appeal. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it even ties into what we were just saying before. I mean, how they don't want to be influencers. So they don't need influencers here because they're just making money for themselves. They're basically selling stuff that they own before instead of selling stuff for another company. So it's shoes that they own, clothes that they own, anything that they had that they don't want to use anymore. It's like passing it down to your siblings. Only thing you're making money by selling it to someone else, especially if it has value, especially if it's like limited edition sneakers, some kind of clothes that other people want to own that don't fit you anymore, which is genius. And like I said before, because this is the generation that came after millennials, and they heard how much millennials keep complaining about money. So this is the generation that came up going, look, I don't want the same problems that you have. I don't care about work-life fulfillment or balance or any of that stuff. I just want to make as much money as I can because I don't have it at the moment, save as much as I can, and do all the things that the generation before me couldn't do. And that's like being, they want to be entrepreneurs before they get into college.
Yeah.
So here's, allow me to be jaded for just a moment because I am of that age, Audrey. this is how Instagram started though, right? You know, with this wholesome idea of, you know, it's a great idea, let's work with this and let's see what happens. All it takes is for one big company, you know, to get hold of somebody on Depop and start saying, you know, can you start selling our stuff on there for us? Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And that's what I can imagine. That's when you'd see the shift, perhaps, away from Depop to something else or whatever. It's no longer real enough for us anymore because companies have come in and they've kind of polluted it. And yeah, I think this whole idea of the slacker, as we've been discussing, is definitely there, isn't it?
An actual thing that's happening, yeah. But then I think they would just find another Depop.
Mm.
If Depop did sell out, if they, you know, quote unquote, sold out to another company, then it would be the case of like Snapchat. See what they did?
Right.
Yeah, so they started to dilute their formula. They started to become things that they, you know, that they were not initially going to do just because they wanted to compete with Instagram, and Instagram stole their stories mechanism and stuff. And now,
Allegedly.
Mm. And now they're not as popular as they used to be. They're struggling. Like Snapchat is struggling because the people that use them, who are the Gen Zers, don't buy into their formula anymore. So if Depop did that, I think they would know. They would go like, yeah, they've sold out to like a bigger corporation and stuff. Let's move to another platform that we can self-fund or whatever they do and keep selling our stuff.
I'm just waiting for there to be like a version for people of my age or so. There's stuff like, oh, look, that's a nice piece of kitchenware.
You should give Depop a try. You should give Depop a try. You know, since you know the whole grunge look is coming back.
Good one. You got a good night's sleep last night, didn't you? Yeah.
I mean, just, you know,
it's
like
very sharp today.
Like twisted cap backwards.
Right. What? you off could, you go and listen to Limp Bizkit or something, you know.
Limp Bizkit.
Oh, that hurts.
All right, time to take a break, clearly, before we kill each other here in the studio. Ladies and gents, we're going to take a short break with some Hives with Go Right Ahead. When we come back, final story of the day about a number of people on Facebook. Interesting little story, just a quick one. Don't go anywhere. anyway, though, if you'd like to take part in this discussion, the age of the influencer has peaked. Is it time for the slacker to rise again? Or also known as, do those sponsored ads on social media turn you off? Do they, you know, stop you looking at it? Also, we've been talking about Depop, which is a app, a social shopping app that's been described as a mix of eBay and Instagram targeted specifically at Gen Z. Any of these stories you want to talk about, let us know. We're going to take that short break right now, listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.